Well, coming up on this episode of the Retirement Pathfinder, we got a good one, an important topic today about protecting yourself against scams and frauds. We are all targets of these different types of scams. They come in all different forms. We're going to tell you about the most common ones you'll find today, how to spot these scams before they get you, and also how to better protect yourself in general. That's all coming up.
In order to retire successfully, you'll need vision. You'll also need a plan to execute that vision. Welcome to Retirement Pathfinder with Barbara Lane and Phil Gusky. On today's show, we'll give you the tools you need to navigate unique challenges you'll face in retirement. It's time to chart your financial future. Retirement Pathfinder starts now.
Well, hello and welcome into the Retirement Pathfinder. Glad to have you on the show once again. I'm Ben George, joined as always by Barbara Lane and Phil Gusky. And Barbara and Phil, I know this is an important topic, right? It's protecting yourself. We've all been, I think, targeted at some point, and most of us multiple times.
Yep,
for sure. And I think one of the things that brought to Phil's and my attention too, Ben, is that, well, there's a handful of our clients that have been affected by this. So it was time that we just dedicated an entire podcast to this and then talk about some things as solutions for you as well.
Yeah, that's great. And I think it's going to be an important topic. And if we can help one person today, it'll be well worth our time. So that's what we'll get into here in just a moment. But of course, before we start, we got a form update, right?
Yes, sir. We certainly do, Ben. And so I'm going to title this section, Watch Out for Those Incredible Infestating Insects. All right. So I was taking advantage recently of the warm weather outside by moving some brush around on the farm. And several days afterwards, I felt a pain behind my thigh. It kind of felt like a boil. So I had my wife, Karen, look at it, and she said, you better get down to the clinic right now because you have a tick that's burrowed all of its way in.
No.
Wow. And she said its little legs were kind of, she could see it kind of squirming around there. Oh, man. Jeez. I just thought, uh-oh. So anyhow, at the clinic, they removed it and they put me on a 14-day regimen of something called doxycycline. It's an antibiotic to prevent the Lyme's disease that often, and it was a deer tick, which really is, they're pretty prevalent with Lyme's disease up in this part of the country. And, but being in that, on that antibiotic has been no fun with all the side effects. It, you know, creates nausea and everything else. So here, you're ready for the PSA, the public service announcement.
Yeah.
Take precautions. Okay. We're really in a season of tick infestation like we've never had. I've never seen it this bad in the 20 years I've been on the farm. Yeah. So my son, Philip, he was out walking through the woods the other day. He picked up four on his pants, just walking through the woods deer sheds. So, So here, spray your shoes and your pants if you're planning to go outside, especially if you're going to be in the high grass. And don't forget about your pets. Dogs and cats should be treated as well with whatever concoction you your vet recommends. But, they can carry those ticks into the house and get on you as well. So just be very aware of what's going on. Make sure you cover all those areas that are exposed. And Lyme's disease is nothing to trifle with. It's pretty serious stuff.
Yeah, good mentioning for, people spraying, because you don't think if it's right around your house, you should do that, but sounds like you should.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I'm glad you were able to identify it when you did. I know we have some light woods behind our home, and I usually will find a tick or two every spring on my dog when she'll wander back there a little bit.
Yeah.
Sniff around. So it's always important. It's never fun, always a bit scary when you see those little things, but I'm glad you're able to catch it. Hopefully there's no lingering effects from that, Phil.
Well, thank you. Yeah, they said it's going to be fine. Once you get the antibiotic in your system, you're all right.
So, yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Well, very good. Well, we have a good show for you today. Again, talking about protecting yourself. This is a perfect topic today. We're talking about
protecting yourself
from ticks and scams and fraud as well. And we got a good show. And if you have questions and anything that pops into your mind as you hear some of this, or you maybe think, hey, I've run into this before, or maybe I have a question about, hey, am I being scammed? And you want to run it by Barbara and Phil, you can always schedule a time to get on their calendar at pathfinderchat.com. Again, pathfinderchat.com. So again, this is an important topic because this is a huge threat for all retirees. You need to be aware as technology advances, so do these scams, and they're changing all the time. So we want to try to help you by sharing some real life stories, give you some practical advice on how to protect yourself in this digital era. And we'll do that today on this show. So I think the most important thing, I saw something in the news recently from a 77-year-old widow that lost over $600,000, and it was a tech support scam. It's one of these prevalent scams that are out there right now. You know, that's obviously alarming, but even more alarming that Americans over 60 have lost $3.1 billion to cyber fraud in just 2022 alone.
Wow.
Yeah, isn't that? And you're right. You know, they're coming up with it. Now it's phishing, it's vishing, and it's smishing. So what does all that mean? Just really means theft, you know. What's at stake is your identity theft, which could hurt you for many years, you know, financial loss, emotional stress. But we decided to do an entire podcast on this because this has affected a few of our clients, too. And we wanted to go over just a kind of a handful of some of these scams, if you will, and what to look for and pay attention to. And then we're going to give you some solutions. So, yeah, you're right, Ben. You're looking at the statistics on fraud amounted to over $3 billion in 2022 for those over age 60. And that was from a Thomson Reuters report dated July 6, 2023. And some of the most important to know about are, first of all, those government scams. So they're going to contact you by phone, email, or text, and they're going to pretend to be from the IRS. And they create a false sense of urgency to pay a debt, and they want you to pay it now. Don't send cash. Don't send any gift cards. Don't give them any financial information. But number one, don't trust the caller. You have to be aware of this, that there is no government agency that will ever contact you by phone, by email, by text ever. They're always going to send a letter to you in the mail. And robocalls and scams, well, these often originate overseas, but they spoof the numbers with local area codes. I'm sure many of our listeners have probably received phone calls on their cell phones, and you look at the phone and say, oh, it looks like a local caller. I'll pick up the phone. Well, many do nothing more than get you to answer just yes to a simple question, can you hear me? And their response is recorded, and that yes answer can be edited to sound as if the senior approved a major purchase. Amazing. What brought it to my mind, Phil, a couple of my clients that happened to with the computer tech scams that Ben was just mentioning. Mm-hmm. One of my clients lost $40,000 from that particular scam. But what the problem is she willingly gave that information. So when she does that, the bank is not going to cover her. They didn't cover her. If it were not willingly given, then they're required to cover that theft. This was an interesting one. I had a client that actually went right to our post office, our main post office here in Rockford, and they washed a $6,000 check and wrote over it for $20,000. Luckily, the bank called her. So buy gel pens. They have indelible black ink that cannot be washed away. It binds to the paper. And another option is a felt tip Sharpie because it bleeds a little bit into the paper. I've had a number of clients coming in here changing their bank accounts because we have clients that have automatic deposits into their bank accounts. And I've had a handful of clients that over the last several years that have had to come in and had their bank accounts compromised and change bank account information. And then, Phil, you had a couple of scams that you wanted to talk about, one that happened with your mom.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's amazing, Barb, how creative scammers have become. And with the advent of AI, artificial intelligence, we are sure to see more of them get even more creative, and it forces us to remain even more vigilant, you know?
Yeah.
And so you got to stay one step ahead of the crooks here. One area of scam I want to talk about is the sweepstakes area. And I can think of a quasi-legitimate sweepstakes scam that my mother fell victim to a few years back. And really, the reason I call it a quasi-legal or quasi-legitimate is because it does include a very legitimate organization called the Publishers Clearinghouse Sweepstakes. And so as mom was getting older, I began going through her mail and took over paying some of her bills. And that's when I discovered she had been sending hundreds of dollars to Publishers Clearinghouse, ordering magazines and subscriptions, thinking that she was going to win, you know. And her response was, well, any day now, the team is going to show up at my door and we're all going to be rich.
Like you'd see the commercial on TV.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. She just got it in her head that this was going to be her payday, you know. So they'd often call her and give her even greater odds of winning if she ordered more periodicals. Well, once I got them on the phone, the calls and solicitations stopped. I call this a quasi-legal scam because the sweepstakes were legitimate, but the way it was presented, in my opinion, was not. What they were doing is they were showcasing the prize money rather than promoting the actual product that they were selling. So I think this was kind of a borderline elder abuse situation, and it certainly was morally repugnant to me. And we got her off that thing pretty quick.
You know the stock market is unpredictable, but did you know that that volatility can wreak havoc on your retirement savings if you're not prepared? Don't leave your future to chance. Let Pathfinder Wealth Management help you navigate these turbulent waters. With over 70 years of combined experience and a fiduciary responsibility since 1996, they have the expertise to guide you through market ups and downs. Barbara Lane and Phil Gusky are dedicated to educating clients and empowering you to make informed decisions. To get in touch, book a 15-minute chat with them today by visiting pathfinderchat.com and take control of your retirement plan. Don't let market volatility derail your future. Visit pathfinderchat.com or visit the link in the description of today's show.
Another type of fraud was pulled on one of our clients through what we call the African Prince Inheritance Scam. And Ben, I know you've probably heard of these.
Sure have, yep.
Yep. This client lives in another state and was diagnosed with onset dementia. That was part of the problem right off the bat. Though he was cognizant to answer and respond, he was ending up sending thousands of dollars overseas to lawyers representing the royal family, right, in order to claim his inheritance. Well, since he had complete access to his funds, his wife had to hire an attorney, go to court, and get guardianship over him to intervene and stop this bloodletting. And so they lost much of their savings to the scam, plus legal fees and court costs. It was really a sad deal. Plus, he was not really aware of what was going on and got very aggravated, didn't really do much for their marriage. Then there's what I call the grandparent scams. And my uncle has many grands and many great-grands, and due to his advanced age, kind of lost track of who they are and where they live. One day he got a call from a grandson who supposedly was on vacation in Canada, and the grandson supposedly needed to raise $500 to post a bond due to a traffic violation. Well, without realizing it was a scam, uncle lost $500 that he sent to a fake bail bondsman, but fortunately it was a wire order rather than him giving them a credit card. So it could have been worse, you know. Mm-hmm. Then there's the area of voicemail alert scams, and this is one that that affected me the other day. I got a voicemail message from Amazon Prime. Now, I've never been contacted by a voice message through Amazon Prime. They never called me. It's always been through email, but they alerted me to a $1,200 purchase that I had made, and what they wanted to do was protect me because they wanted me to answer either yes, I did make the purchase, or no, I didn't, or press a number to contact an operator. Well, I didn't do any of that. I got offline, went to my Prime account, and there was nothing taken out of my account at that point, no supposed purchases. And so these scammers hope that you could connect so that they can glean more information about you, and then what they do is they sell it on the dark web. They don't necessarily have to steal from you, but if they get some information and some key information from you, they can go ahead and sell that to somebody who can use it. And then finally, there's what we call the gift card scam. And one of my older friends had her computer hacked recently, and I received an email request from someone passing as her to help out her, quote, niece, who was out of a job and needed some necessities until unemployment kicked in. Well, she didn't need money, but just gift cards to various national stores. Of course, I know the family well and knew this couldn't be right. So when I called her, she answered, and her first question was, "Did you get the fake email?" And we had a good laugh about it, but she understood that she was in need of help at the point of making sure that there was no virus on her computer. So Barb, you have some recommendations for our listeners as to how to better protect themselves from these kind of frauds.
Yeah, and too, Phil, we all know not to talk to these people. Or even our listeners know not to talk to these people. But if they catch you at the right time in the right moment, and then they get you on the phone, and they say the right things, and these people are skilled in what to say to you, then that's when you fall prey to that. Just knowing these things, but you fall prey to them anyway. But yes, so for a few solutions, keep antivirus software up to date.
Right.
And avoid public unsecured Wi-Fi, especially if you're accessing personal data like your banking app. So if you go to Starbucks and you're sitting there having a cup of coffee, don't pull up your banking app there. Secure your phone with a passcode or a fingerprint. Enable two-factor authentication. I know on my phone I have face recognition, and just recently they did an update on my phone. And I also locked all of my information. I had the ability to lock all my information. You never know what they can actually encrypt, So I just went that route too, as much as I can. I try to protect myself as well. And lastly, and this is slightly off the topic, you can create death notes for your family. It's not what it sounds like. It contains information and messages for your dearest survivors, meaning that, you know, one side of that is you can send little messages to, you know, your kids and what you thought of them, or just little things that reminded them of you. Those things you can include too. But more importantly, for what we're talking about here, include login information to banking and social accounts. List of all your online accounts, especially your bill paying accounts, and your loved ones are going to pay your final bills, but then you're going to want to close those accounts too. They will want to close those accounts. Be sure and update when you close accounts. In the event of a progressive illness, write down this information before you can't. I have a client situation right now where he got dementia. She's trying to understand information because he did everything online. Soon after that, she has dementia now, and now they're in a mess.
Yeah. I had a client here recently who passed away, and his wife asked me if we had any of the passcodes or passwords to, you know, crucial accounts that really we didn't control.
Yeah.
I mean, we knew what he had here, but we didn't know what else he had. So she got in a pickle here until she was able to kind of get somebody to help her out with that.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a written retirement plan? If not, you're not alone. Many people put off planning for their future, thinking they have plenty of time. But the truth is, time flies, and it's never too early to start planning for your retirement. Pathfinder Wealth Management can help. Their team of experts, including Barbara Lane and Phil Gusky, who you hear on the show, can guide you through the planning process and save you valuable time. And with their commitment to education, you'll learn how to set yourself up for success. Book a 15-minute chat with them today by visiting pathfinderchat.com. Don't procrastinate any longer. Your retirement is too important to leave to chance. Visit pathfinderchat.com or check the link in the description of today's show.
Yeah, these things are all very scary, and I think we all probably know someone. If you haven't been personally affected by this, you definitely know someone that has, because they're sending stuff all the time. I mean, I probably get a handful of emails every week that are scam. And a couple, you're right, Barbara, you make a good point about right time, right place. They catch you and all of a sudden you're having a bad day, or you're looking over something really quickly, or you're very emotional as it is, or maybe something popped up with money and you're already thinking about it and it just hits you at the right time.
Yeah.
All these things can happen and it's very easy to fall victim. So I guess, what can you do if you feel like you've been a scam victim? Is there anything that you suggest? I mean, is it something that that you can actually follow up with? What would you suggest someone do?
Well, our clients have called us, so that's one good thing. You know, call, or, you know, when it's happened to me, I thought my Amazon account was actually compromised a couple of years ago, and they actually got my password. And so it was kind of funny because I called Amazon right away. So then they put it was a 24-hour hold on my account. It was a lock period. That was a good thing, but I noticed it right away. So I called Amazon. So whoever it is that they're purporting to be, you know, call the source. If it's electronics, you know, call the electronic source. You know, right here we have Best Buy. So if it ends up being a Geek Squad or a tech scam, you can call the source and find out too. But, you know, worst case scenario, just give us a call. We can help you.
Yeah.
We've heard enough of these.
Yeah. And for sure, do not call or email the original caller. You know, they're tied in with it. So, like Barb says, call the source. I had a Bank of America credit card here compromised recently, and Bank of America sent me an email and said, hey, we've got $19,000 of charges on your credit card here, a business credit card. Some scammer got a hold of my card number. I don't know how. I really have no way of knowing how they did it, but they gave me a courtesy call about it, you know, and so I was able to call customer service and verify it, and it was stopped. So that didn't go through. But yeah, our listeners need to call their source if it's with regard to something here, or even if it's not, just give us a call and let us know that there's something else going on so we can kind of be aware of it. We had one of our other clients that had a credit card compromised, and he thought it was important to call us because he thought it might affect some of his accounts here, which I think was a smart thing to do.
Yep.
That is really smart. And again, another benefit to working with someone that works with other people, that sees new scams as they happen, you know, knows workarounds, how to respond, that sort of thing. But this is something that's so important, and you want to protect everything you've done. And I know retirees are always targeted probably more heavily than everyone else because they have a lot of money, you know, and it must be effective because they continue doing it.
Yeah. And then, you know, they're alone. So many of these are widowed. And then, so you're lonely, and, you know, you pick up the phone and talk to someone, you think you're going to know them, and you just don't.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, anything else to add, Barbara and Phil, before we close out this topic?
Oh, we could spend 2 hours talking this topic, Ben. You know, it's on and on. It's never ending. And, you know, just be aware, we're in a different age today. You can't be very trusting of anybody, especially with the internet.
Do not respond to anything right then. Because let's face it, if an offer is good today, it's good in an hour from now, or it's good tomorrow. Do not respond to anything right then.
I think that's a great kind of general guidance for anyone is don't respond right away. You got time, follow up, go the right through the right avenues, the ones that you know are accurate and genuine, and follow up that way. But again, if you have any questions, if you have any concerns, pathfinderchat.com, best place to schedule a meeting with Barbara and Phil, pathfinderchat.com. Again, they are retirement income planning specialists and have helped people through these different, very emotional times and very stressful times as well. So we want to help you avoid that. Hopefully we've helped at least one person a day. But Barbara and Phil, thanks for sharing what you've learned about this and what you've seen firsthand. I know it's really interesting and can be beneficial.
Yeah. Thanks, listeners, for listening.
Thank you much, everyone.
All right. Well, thank you for being a part of the show. Please hit subscribe wherever you listen. We'll have a new show coming soon. Stay tuned.
Information is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute tax, investment, or legal advice. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action.